8 weeks after Hurricane Katrina, a vital transportation link along the Mississippi Gulf Coast remains out of commission. But cleanup and construction contractors are making progress in their efforts to repair U.S. Highway 90, and parts of it could reopen to limited traffic this week. NPR's David Shaper reports.
The scenic drive between Bay St. Louis and Biloxi Bay along Highway 90 rivals that of any across the country. The road is often only about 30 to 50 yards or so from the water's edge, creating a breathtaking view of sand, surf, and sky, with barrier islands and sailing ships off in the distance. But what's most remarkable about this drive right now is this. The silence. That's not how it was before Katrina hit.
Well, we probably wouldn't be able to conduct this interview because you wouldn't be able to hear it for the cars passing.
David Seifert, resident engineer for the Mississippi Department of Transportation's Gulfport Project Office, says U.S. 90 is a critical east-west artery for the more than 600,000 people who live along the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
That being said, I mean, it's a disaster area right now. I mean, large sections of it are gone.
Seifert says pilings and debris are all that's left of the two long bridges that bookend Harrison County and stretch over Bay St. Louis and Biloxi Bay. On the 26 miles in between, including in the region's biggest cities of Gulfport and Biloxi, large chunks of the roadway were washed away. Seifert says work crews are trying to get at least two lanes of the four-lane highway repaired and reopened so it can be used more regularly by emergency vehicles, recovery crews, and debris removal trucks. 99% of that repaving work is done, but Seifert says one important part of the reconstruction is going much more slowly, cleaning out the drainage system beneath the road. As one worker is lowered down into each manhole on the highway, another feeds him a hose carrying high-pressure water to flush into the drainage pipes. Then, with a large 18-inch wide hose from a vacuum truck, they suck the sand, rocks, and other materials back up with the water.
I got a clog somewhere.
What's taking so long is that the workers often have to stop because of big pieces of debris that were sucked into the drainage pipes by the force of Katrina's retreating storm surge waters.
I've never seen anything like this.
While waiting for another vacuum truck to replace the one they just filled, Adam Creason describes the large pile of debris he's already pulled out of this storm sewer.
A lot of your typical household items, toasters, toaster ovens, air purifiers, chairs, tables. We had a toilet that we had to break up and pull out. Siding, guttering, you name it, it's in there.
And that includes alligators. Yes, live alligators. 10 of them removed by clean-out crews so far, ranging in size from 18 inches to 7.5 feet long. But Creason's partner, Roy Buzzard, says that's not even the most bizarre find so far.
Sex shop items.
Say that again?
Sex shop items. Thousands of them.
Apparently from an adult bookstore along the coast that was destroyed by Katrina. While it will take at least 2 years to rebuild the bridges, the Mississippi Department of Transportation hopes to have much of Highway 90 reopened, especially those parts stretching to malls and retail districts, by Thanksgiving, and the entire 26 miles between the bridges open around mid-December. Doing that would be a major step toward reconnecting the Mississippi Gulf Coast. David Shaper, NPR News.